The NFU got together with the government on the 1st of August to discuss the agricultural drought. So although water supplies, public water supplies are holding up, it's not been an easy year for farmers at all. Because we had that long sort of extended winter and then a very, very dry summer. No rain for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. And even though we've had a bit now, it's not going to turn the situation around. So we had an emergency summit with the government on the 1st of August, during which the Secretary of State, Michael Gove, promised to help as much as possible, really. And obviously not a lot's happened since then. So we are concerned and we want to see some meaningful assistance for farmers, because other governments around Europe are actually helping their farmers.
What sort of things do you need to happen quite urgently then?
Well, I mean, there was talk of help with moving animal feed and fodder to where it's needed most. There was talk of some flexibility in the rules that farmers operate to, you know, in terms of their cropping and also their green farming schemes. So, for example, if you had a little bit of grass or grazing on one of your sort of bits of land in one of these conservation schemes, we were asking for flexibility that would allow farmers to harvest that grass or to graze animals on that grass, because it's just been such a difficult year that there hasn't been enough grazing to go round. And you'll know that by looking at your own lawn or the grass in your local park. It just hasn't grown.
So what are you hoping will happen over the next few days and weeks then?
Well, we're hoping for some what we call derogations, which is, you know, flexibility in the rules that farmers work to this summer and this autumn, and that could really help farmers with grazing for their cattle and sheep.
You mentioned there that other governments across Europe are helping out farmers. Is this something that the government here could do quite quickly then?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not impossible to put in place some flexibility, and we really need this because you know, farmers need all the grass they can get for their animals, and they need the ability to be able to sort of perhaps even harvest grass that's growing on some of these conservation sites. And in terms of you know, other help, we still think that a bit more could be done by the Environment Agency to help any fruit and vegetable growers who are needing a little bit more water to get them through the growing season. And we have been flagging up the needs of these growers in particular, who draw water from rivers and boreholes.
So as well as speaking out about it today, what are the NFU planning to do? Are you going to be having more talks with the Environment Secretary, do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure we will be. And we've also got a number of things in the diary in the next few weeks as we move forward. And because we also anticipate that the Agriculture Bill is going to be published very soon.